Hello everyone and welcome to our daily manna. Please open our Bibles together in the book of Psalm chapter 5 verse 3. The word of the Lord says, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly." God bless us from the reading of His word. My question to you is this: is prayer an essential part of your life? Many Christians would say, of course. However, if someone were to look at your life, your priorities, and how you spend your time, would that statement hold true? If we are honest with ourselves, the topic of prayer can be quite convicting. So, are you in prayer? Is prayer a consistent part of your life? A priority? Think about this. When you wake up, is your first thought about God, or do you immediately check your cell phone or go on Facebook or social media? The psalmist writes about starting each day with God. Do you have the same priority? In this busy and hectic world, it's easy to rush through our day without giving much thought or meditation to God or prayer. But starting the day with God sets the tone for the rest of the day. Prayer helps to align our hearts with the highs and lows of life. Psalm 5 is written by David. He is not a perfect person, but he is known as a man after God's own heart. He has made mistakes, but he knows that God forgives when he repents. When he is in distress or in need of protection from his enemies, he turns to God and seeks his guidance. David acknowledges his anguish and depression, but he also knows that God can lift him out of despair. Most importantly, David understands that God hears him. He has experienced it through his experiences as a shepherd. He has gone through sadness, loneliness, danger, and fear. But he has learned to put his trust in God for all his needs, to make time to praise God, and to pray continuously. Prayer is more than making requests. Prayer is more than offering praise. Prayer is more than giving thanks. Prayer is more than interceding for others. Prayer is waiting for God to hear us and act to bring redemption in response to our prayers. Prayer is eagerly waiting for God to be present with us in our prayer, in our prayer time, and to do what is best for us and those we love. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Help us to remain constant and faithful in our prayer life. May we enter your presence with joyful expectation, knowing that you are our God, who hears and answers our prayers in your own way and in your own time. O Lord, we need rest from prayer, especially in a world that is so busy with evil and temptation. Give us strength, Lord, to face this battle in our lives, knowing that prayer alone can overcome the evil in this world. Thank you again, Lord, that you never tire of hearing our prayers. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us be like David. Spend time in prayer every day, even if it's just a few minutes or longer, seeking the presence of God. Design your prayer before God and seek Him expectantly. When we pray, God hears. He speaks to us through His word, and we know when God is speaking to us because we can feel His peace. If you pray, God hears. God hears your prayers. God always hears. Seek God early every day, just as you are doing with this devotional. Pray to God formally and devoutly. God bless everyone.